Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Have you heard about this pillow face phenomenon? Celebrities hoping to maintain their youthful looks over the past decade have been using dermal fillers to smooth out lines and wrinkles. But it seems there are some unintended consequences. Dr. Rosemary Coleman, consultant dermatologist, has been finding out all about it, and she's with us now. Good morning, Rosemary.
Good morning, Claire.
So, first of all, how do you describe this look? Because we can say from, you know, the civilian point of view that it looks as though the cheeks sort of puff outwards. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, I think I'm glad you said civilian, because, of course, this is not confined to the celebrities and we can see this everywhere. The most obvious feature that I think everyone can relate to is those big, puffy, swollen lips that are not remotely normal or anatomically correct for the face. And then going the next most common sight you see is indeed the cheeks with what they describe as pillow face or a puffy face. And if people overfill and fill all of the contours of the face, they can end up with a flat mask-like face. So it's all about too much of a good thing can be bad for you, Claire. Mm-hmm. Fillers themselves are not bad, but too much or in the wrong place really looks awful.
Now, we have seen some celebrities, there's a lot of talk about this online with the telltale signs, and on that list, the people who have been pointed out, Madonna, Meg Ryan, Chrissy Teigen, I mean, they're people who you would imagine have access to the best people in the business and have the money to pay for it, but it seems that even they are getting it wrong. So what's happening? Is this just overuse?
Well, I often wonder that myself. I wonder, do they lose sight of themselves, particularly if they're surrounded by other similarly abnormal looking faces? I actually think that these people do not have a budget. So quite the opposite to having as much money as they want for the best treatments, I think they don't have a budget to protect them. So if they're surrounded by people, yes, men, who are going to give them whatever they want, they can afford it. So I suspect that they often go into a clinic every week or at least every 2 or 3 weeks and have something done. So they are getting total overstimulation of the skin on their face on loads of levels, on the surface from lasers, etc., but also from constantly putting in injectables. They seem to lose all tolerance for any facial contour, any wrinkle. It has to go. Mm. So they just lose the natural contour of the face.
And when you put filler in, the key issue is that it doesn't dissolve, it doesn't metabolize, it just moves, does it, over time?
No. And I think it's important that we correct this, because otherwise there are going to be a lot of people having a heart attack listening to the radio program. Fillers are not bad, just like chocolate isn't bad. Too much of it is.
Okay.
The thing about fillers, it's what you use. So be very careful that if you are having filler injections, make sure that you check that the filler that's been injected into your face can be dissolved if needed. It's how it's injected. The deeper fillers, the larger volumizers should be going deeper in the face and not high up, so that when the patient smiles, they shouldn't close their eyes. So it's the frequency. People can become addicted to fillers. And if they keep going back to a clinic and having another layer, they can end up overfilled. So fillers will metabolize. And some patients will find that they will barely get 3 to 6 months out of fillers, whereas there's another person and they will have the same filler in position 5 years later. So sometimes people will come in and they'll say, well, I've booked in for cheek filler because I haven't had it for 18 months, so it must be gone. And I look and I'll go, no, your filler is absolutely perfect. And don't forget, weight gain can often affect the face too. So if somebody's putting on weight, but they also think, I need filler every 6 months, well, that's going to add to the situation. So it's the frequency. Also, older, thinner skin is less forgiving, and that can allow for migration. So indeed, migration can occur, Claire. The place you see this most typically is with the very big, overstretched, overfilled lips I liken that to putting the contents of a black bin bag into a little sandwich bag. When somebody puts in 1 or 2 mils into the lip, it spills over and you get this shelf above the lip so that it literally spills up into the white, ordinary labor skin. And that's the most common place to see migration. You can often see it under the eyes as well. As the person ages, the muscles age, the skin ages, mm-hmm. they all get thinner and they can't hold the filler down where it was.
So that's just
so it's
just,
not that yeah. all filler migrates.
Okay, just so that I'm understanding this properly, this is not the filler moving around as such. This is just overfilling, overstuffing an area that can't take the amount of filler that the person is putting in.
It's both, Claire.
Okay.
So overfilling is going to guarantee migration. And then whether or not it's the quantity that's put in or the frequency, but also certain areas will be prone to migration, such as putting lots in the cheeks can drift up to the under eye area eventually.
Right. Well,
just from aging.
But there is
so
a.
Both.
But what the message is, there is a way of getting filler, but not ending
Absolutely.
Up with that doughy look, if I can put it that way, in the face.
The vast majority of people don't, and it's like everything. People will say, oh, I've never seen a good lip job, I'd never have filler there. My attitude is you should never see a good lip job. So it's only you only see the abnormal ones. You're surrounded by lots of people who've had a little bit of filler and look fabulous. They've had a bit of volume loss with age. The trick is to replace the volume loss, not to try to create a different face. When somebody says, I want big high cheekbones or big lips, and they've never had them in the first place, they really are going to run into trouble because they don't have the facial structure to accommodate the filler.
And you're seeing people, we all are, you know, where things have
gone... Just go to Tesco. Yeah.
Things have gone wrong, but the person who has that filler might be delighted with themselves. So who are we to say it's wrong?
Well, that's what I say, Claire. I say sometimes you might be wearing an outfit you think is fantastic and somebody else thinks you look like the back of a bus. So we don't realise how other people view themselves. But there is a trend with younger people now to have this high cheekbone, large lip, exaggerated eyelashes, exaggerated eyebrows. It's almost a cartoon look, but they are actually trying to achieve it. So it's a fashion. The trouble is that their face won't necessarily return to normal when they don't like that look anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So not all. Some fillers will distend the tissue, particularly the lips.
And what do you do when you're not happy with it? What are the options?
Okay. So you have no options if you haven't had a filler that can be dissolved. So if you have a filler like PMMA, some of these polyacrylamide horrible products that often come in from other countries illegally, you're stuck with it. Sometimes that has to be cut out. If you have hyaluronic acid, it can be dissolved. If the skin has been overfilled for too long and is stretched, much like after pregnancy, the skin on the tummy, even without stretch marks, it's usually never going to be as firm and flat as it was. The skin can be stretched, so you can be left with stretched skin. But if you have lumps or bumps you don't like, or if you decide you're getting puffy because the filler is breaking down and absorbing a lot of water, you can go back to the person who injected it and ask them to dissolve it with hyalase if you are not allergic to hyalase. So be very cautious if you have an allergy to bee or wasp stings or horsefly venom before you ever get any filler. Because if you're allergic to hyalase, then you cannot reverse even the most popular fillers, okay. The high-quality hyaluronic acid.
That is good to know. Now, a 46-year-old has been in touch and they say, I've noticed my lower face especially is showing signs of ageing. So they've been looking at things like Thermage or Ul Therapy, which are treatments that are available for the jowliness and the ageing signs. But they want to know, are there other options, particularly for, well, the lower face and around the eyes?
They've named two of the best. For the lower face, we would be recommending radio frequencies such as Ultera, Thermage, and Morpheus 8, which is radio frequency microneedling. At the end of the day, Claire, the best treatment for the lower face as time goes by is ultimately surgery, which most of us won't entertain, but some will.
Okay.
Around the eye area, that's a completely different area to address.
All right. Well, listen, we might talk about that the next time. We run out of time for today. Dr. Rosemary Cohen,
okay.
Thank you very much for joining us. And thank you for listening. The programme was produced by Nicole Keohane, researched by Aby Philpman-Bowman. Our broadcast coordinator is Leon Dunn and Mark McGraw is on sound. Let's head over to Louise.